This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. Australia recorded the lowest number of new HIV infections since 2001 in 2018, the latest figures reveal. The Kirby Institute released the numbers, which found that there were only 835 new cases of HIV diagnosed in 2018, a decline of 23% over the 5 years since 2013. The decline in new diagnoses was largely due to a reduction in new infections from sex between men. The report's authors attributed the drop in infections to the rollout of PrEP on the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme. LGBTI people of faith have been urged to make their views known to the Australian government about proposed religious discrimination and religious freedom legislation in the wake of the Israel Folau saga. The government has announced a consultation process involving MPs and religious groups, but it had not yet made clear whether LGBTIQ groups would be allowed to participate. Just Equal spokesperson Rodney Croom clarified this, saying, "We have an assurance from the Office of the Attorney General, Christian Porter, that LGBTI groups can be a part of the consultation. An LGBTIQ person who was arrested, prosecuted, and jailed in their home country has become the first person granted legal refugee status and given asylum on the grounds of sexual orientation in Japan, according to the country's Immigration Services Agency. The unnamed person served 2 years in jail in their home country for consensual same-sex activity and was released on bail before travelling to Japan, where they applied for asylum over fears they would be prosecuted again if they returned home. Japan's Immigration Services Agency found that the asylum seeker belonged to a particular social group and granted them legal residency. LGBTIQ community groups have released a mental health resource in advance of the upcoming religious discrimination debate. The self-care guide provides advice on limiting the negative impact of public debates around LGBTI discrimination. The resource is particularly geared towards LGBTI people of faith who are expected to be most heavily impacted. The government plans to amend existing laws around marriage, discrimination, and charities this month and plans to appoint a religious discrimination commissioner. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Ex-Olympic swimmer Sharon Davies has been criticised for saying that binary sex matters. Davies claims that humanity will die out if you put a biological male and a trans woman on an island, but if it's a male and female, we might stand a chance. The former Olympic silver medalist recently came under fire for saying that trans women shouldn't be allowed to compete in sport while denying she was transphobic. Twitter users were quick to jump on Davies this time, with some saying she sounds like she's on drugs, as her plan to sustain a population is genetically flawed. Lesbian tennis players Alison van Ooytvanck and Greet Minnen believe that more sports stars should come forward and say it's okay to be gay. The pair, who became the first openly gay couple to play doubles at Wimbledon, told The Guardian that it would be easier for players to come out if more sports stars showed their support. Van Ooytvanck says it must be especially difficult for closeted men to come out, as they fear losing sponsorship deals. Last month, pro male player Kevin Anderson suggested the ATP do more to help support LGBT players, as the locker room can be quite homophobic. And finally, Megan Rapinoe's girlfriend has praised her soccer-playing partner while slamming President Donald Trump's attacks on her. Sue Bird wrote a piece in the Players' Tribune about what it's like to have Trump rage-tweeting the woman she loves, called "So the President Effing Hates My Girlfriend." Rapinoe made headlines last week when she declared she wouldn't visit the White House with the rest of the team because of the anti-gay Trump administration, causing the president to call her unpatriotic. She recently led the US to a two-love World Cup win over the Netherlands, winning the Golden Boot and Golden Ball, with both teams featuring the highest number of out players having 5 each.
What makes this group so special?
I don't know, we're crazy. That's what makes it special. We just have no quit in us. We're so tight and we'll do anything to win.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. And visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.